Good morning, church. Most of you do not know me. My name is Braylon. I'm a junior at Foothill High School, and I moved here a year ago on the 26th from Mississippi. I grew up off and on in church, and it all really depended on my mom's mood towards my Mimi. I've been baptized two times in my life. The first time I was about 7 or 8, and it was a couple weeks after VBS. I don't remember much about it, but I feel like I really only did it to get attention from my family. But that attention was short-lived. I continued my life in sin and only went to church about 8 times a year. When I was 12 or 13, things happened with me and my mom, resulting in me moving in with my Mimi and Papa. At this time, they had been watching church online instead of attending in person because of the lockdown. This was in 2021. Within a year, I moved back in with my mom and then back into my grandparents again, but this time for good, and this was in 2022. My grandparents started going back to Michael Memorial Baptist Church and basically had to drag me there every Sunday. Either I fell asleep or didn't pay attention to the sermon because I couldn't wait to get back home. One day I decided to go to Sunday school after church. It was fun, so I started going more frequently, and then I decided to go on Wednesday nights, but only for the pizza. I heard a verse that really spoke to me and encouraged me to pay more attention. John 16:33. I have told you this so that you might have peace in your hearts because of me. While you are in the world, you will have to suffer, but cheer up, I have defeated the world. Come September 2023, I met my best friend Jaylee in English too, and she came to a week-long intensive we were doing after school. I really felt a tug at my heart this week and was unsure where my relationship with God stood. So I talked to my youth pastor and prayed for a week straight. Then I realized I was only baptized and never saved because I never declared with my mouth that Jesus is Lord or accepted in my heart that he was raised from the dead as mentioned in Romans 10. A week after the intensive, my friend Jaylee and I were saved, and then 1 to 2 months later, we were baptized together. A little less than a year later, I moved here to live with my dad, and that's when I met a girl in my neighborhood that went to youth group here occasionally. She invited me to come with her one day. I met some amazing people that made me feel welcomed and almost at home. God works in mysterious ways. Just remember he has a plan for you, and he works... And he works in ways we may never know. So if you're ever doubting him because of a rough patch, just remember he may have something so wonderful planned out for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future."